we welcome Alexis Spike to the Gospel Spotlight. Alexis, how are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
Doing great.
Great.
How important was it to be on that stage for Sunday Best?
It was absolutely phenomenal. Definitely an unforgettable experience to just be mentored and to receive that tutelage from people of such great caliber. It was absolutely fantastic. And the doors that the platform opened for me were tremendous. And so I thank God for it.
Although you didn't win, you were a runner-up, do you keep in contact with the winner?
Absolutely. Actually, I just talked to Josh like yesterday. He texted me and was like, hey, sis, just checking on you. So definitely. And we do a lot of different church services and things like that together. So definitely awesome to be connected to people who you started out with. So it's great. Yes, definitely. That's my bro.
And the reason why I asked, because it seemed like you guys just had that great chemistry together.
Absolutely. Most definitely. Well, we're about the same age. So
okay.
We kind of had that in common, and we just kind of journeyed together throughout Sunday Best. So definitely.
How did you enjoy doing your debut album, LOL? Tell us about that.
I felt extremely excited, extremely grateful, humbled. I mean, butterflies. Just praying that it did well. Every feeling that you could probably ever imagine, I felt. And so I'm just grateful for God blessing it as he did and allowing me a number one record. And just all the amazing things that came from my last album, LOL. And so I'm grateful.
Speaking of the new album, Dear Diary?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All the Glory. Beautiful song. Tell us about All the Glory.
Bless God. Well, All the Glory is the first single off of my new record, Dear Diary, that's coming August 28th. So that's in about 16 days, if I'm not mistaken, or 17 days. And so I'm extremely excited. But I thought, what better way than to kick off an album than by appreciating God? I learned in school that it's plagiarism to take credit for someone else's work. So it's imperative that we cite Jesus in everything that we do and give God what's due him. And so for every stellar nomination for the number one album, God gets all the glory. And so I know everybody has a testimony where they know it was nobody but God. So it's imperative, again, that we give God what we owe him. And so that's All the Glory. I'm grateful. It's number five in the country right now.
That's great. That's great. Listening to Dear Diary, there's a song that really struck me, and I really, really love this song. It's called
What's That?
I'm Blessed.
Yeah.
I love that song. I love that song.
So much.
That's gotta be your next one.
You think so?
I think so.
The thing about this album is that there are so many that you just like, man, that's catchy, or man, I like that song. You know, and so it's really been difficult. It's been a crazy blessing, like in a weird, twisted way, because we're grateful that we have those kind of songs. It's just difficult choosing the next single to spin at radio. But again, I'm grateful for the awesome producers and writers that I was privileged to work with. That actually was written by Pierre Mador, who is a multi-platinum award-winning writer, and he's just absolutely phenomenal. So to work with him was, oh my God, amazing. So that's one of my faves too.
Hey, that's a beautiful song. It is.
You're
welcome. You do a little different thing, and I like this one. New School Thing.
Yes, sir.
You're rocking it.
That's the song that I actually co-wrote that song. And it's the first song on the project. And what I was doing was appreciating my past. I am a fifth-generation Church of God in Christ. So I grew up in the church, and I'm a PK, oldest of five. So I grew up in the church, and I know what it means to hear those congregational foot stomping, hand clapping songs, you know, those feel good songs. And so I love those, but I wanted to do something that appreciated that, but still could transcend further and move further into what God is doing as far as my past and where I come from and what I grew up on. But you know, moving forward and transcending further to be more out of the box and reach those souls outside of the church even, and especially our young people. And so it's a fun song, but it's got the same message. So that's one of my favorites as well.
Who do you think you're going to reach with a song called Only Jesus?
That's a hymn that God allowed me to write. I was sitting in church, and I heard God very clearly speak to me and say, only Jesus, write. And I wrote it, and it literally describes God. And I think any worshiper will love that song. And, again, I pray that God will give me a sound that transcended all boundaries before I got started. I didn't want it to be exclusive to just one genre of listeners, one age group, one ethnicity, but I wanted anyone who listened to my music to be able to appreciate it or find something that they could relate to in it. And so I have a great-grandmother who's still living. She's 84, and she has to have something on the album that she can enjoy too. So that's one of those old-school, straight-up hymns, like I'm just in a cathedral with just an organ or a piano and just singing. And so I think it can minister to everybody, though, because it's a song that just describes how great God is and how big God is.